If the past close to 2 years, I guess we could say if the past year and a half of Deflategate has taught us one thing about the NFL, it is that the league rarely will take an L. They will scratch and claw and fight to do anything it takes to win, and a lot of times that win is just simply for PR purposes, right? They want to project strength to the rest of us, and they want to put the players' union in its place. And oddly enough, this is starting to happen a little bit with the halftime show, right? The negotiations with Katy Perry about whether or not she was going to do it, whether she wasn't going to do it, whether they were going to pay her. They presented at one point in time information to her that said that her record sales were going to skyrocket by the fabulous billboard, the giant advertisement that playing in the halftime show is. And I get that. That's phenomenal advertisement for a recording artist. But at the same time, if someone is going to go and play a show, you have to pay the money for that, right? You wouldn't just tell Cam Newton, like, look, we're not going to pay you this year because when you're actually on the field those 16 Sundays, that really enables you to make money off of Gatorade and yogurt. No, we would never tell a football player that. So why would we tell a recording artist performing at the halftime show, like, look, this is so much advertisement for you being on this platform. It's so great that you just don't really need to get paid for it. So that's silly. And that conversation has died down a little bit. But the idea that someone would just turn down the Super Bowl halftime show, it is just repulsive to the NFL. They can't have this information out there that someone would take a look at their beautiful game, their Super Bowl Sunday, this global event that even people that don't watch football tune in to see because of the commercials, because of the halftime show. They could not have it out there that anybody in the world would have that opportunity and then just decide to turn it down. And that is what Adele told her fans at a recent concert.
I'm not doing the Super Bowl. Well, come on. I mean, come on. That show is not about music, and I don't dance or anything like that. So they were very kind.
Maybe next time. She turns it down because she can't dance, and she also says it's not really about music. And that is 100% correct. I mean, they make a giant spectacle out of it, but if you're Adele and your talent is your pipes, not the way you move on stage, that's putting you in a position where you're not really going to be successful. So I 100% understand why she wouldn't do it. But it's just the NFL just can't be okay with Adele saying she turned down the Super Bowl halftime show. So not only the NFL, but the NFL and the halftime show sponsor, Pepsi, issued a joint statement. And by the way, this is wholly unnecessary for them to do so. Quote, the NFL and Pepsi are big fans of Adele. We have had conversations with several artists about the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show. However, we have not at this point extended a formal offer to Adele or anyone else. We are focused on putting together a fantastic show for Houston, and we look forward to revealing that in good time. Are you kidding me? They're getting into a semantics battle with Adele over whether or not they formally offered her the halftime show. Formal offer is the key word there. So they did not deny that they had had conversations with her among several artists about hosting and performing in the halftime show, but they made no formal offer. First of all, NFL, who is going to believe this? And who is going to think less of the NFL because Adele doesn't want to do the damn halftime show because she doesn't want to dance? Like, anybody with half of a brain can recognize that that's a logical component of the halftime show. And if that's not her skill set, why would she do that? Furthermore, it's not like I'm going to fail to turn into the Panthers and Broncos that Thursday night when NFL football resumes at Mile High Stadium. I'm not going to say, you know, I was really excited about the Panthers and the Broncos kicking off the NFL season, but ever since I heard that Adele spurned the NFL Super Bowl halftime show, I think that really cheapened their image, and because of that, I'm not going to watch that B-rate football. I think I'll watch, I don't know, some Thursday night television instead. I couldn't even tell you guys what shows are on network or cable on Thursday nights. There is nothing that's going to get in the way of me watching the Panthers and the Broncos. I would watch the Super Bowl regardless of who plays the halftime show. And I think a lot of you guys are in that same boat. And it is cool when someone like Prince absolutely destroys the halftime show, or someone like Beyonce. It makes it fun to watch. And it keeps you entertained in what is a really lengthy television experience with all those extra commercials added in and all of those non-football fans hanging out at a party asking annoying questions. A good halftime show. I'm not going to act like it doesn't enhance the experience. But at the same time, true football fans, how are you going to feel about the NFL if Adele turns down your halftime show? You're not going to give one single you-know-what that a British singer does not want to do the halftime show because she doesn't want to dance. Why is it necessary for the NFL and Pepsi to do a joint statement that says, Adele didn't refuse to go out with us, we didn't ask her out. We just put out feelers. We asked for her number, but we did not actually call her and ask her to dinner. That's what really they're saying, that you did not turn us down, and it's wholly, wholly unnecessary. And you can see this in the ongoing Al Jazeera investigation. You can see it in Deflategate. The NFL wants their authority to be respected. They want to think that no one can ever tell them no. They want to think that no one would ever turn them down in their right mind because they are the best form of entertainment out there in the world. And they just so happen to speak to a British person who probably doesn't care about American football. Right? They just happen to talk to a British person who doesn't think that that's all that cool. Get over it, NFL. I could care less who's playing the halftime show. I'm still going to watch the Panthers at the Broncos week one and probably every game after that on Red Zone. That's the truth. Why do you care? Why are you so insecure you have to issue a statement? We didn't formally offer it to Adele. Give me a break.